Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 2nd. Well, many questions remain over the City of Quincy's plan to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College. During a City Council meeting last night, councilors raised concerns about how to finance the $22.5 million that would be needed to buy that 27-acre parcel. The City presented a plan that includes selling off some of the residential properties on the campus to help offset the cost of the property. The plan also includes selling other city-owned land to help finance the purchase. Tapping the Community Preservation Fund was also considered to help pay for the purchase. Some city councilors were concerned about adding to the city's long-term debt. The issue remains in the Finance Committee for further review. A proposal to redevelop the Crown Colony Office Park in West Quincy will be unveiled this morning. Mayor Thomas Koch will hold a press conference at 1600 Crown Colony Drive at 11 a.m. to announce what he is calling a significant new redevelopment initiative aimed at revitalizing the Crown Colony Business District and addressing long-term challenges facing commercial office space after the pandemic. The city recently created an overlay district, which allows for redevelopment of underutilized commercial spaces. Recently, Atlantic Development from Hingham unveiled plans for a new 315-unit, 55 and older, residential community at the site of the former Harvard Pilgrim building on Crown Colony Drive. The Quincy City Clerk's office has until June 18th to review 1,397 signatures on a ballot petition dealing with the salaries of the mayor and city councilors. A Norfolk Superior Court judge recently ruled that the city should have considered the printed names of people who signed the petition after the petitioners sued the city. The city clerk said she had disregarded the printed names because they were not in the correct column on the petition, adhering to state law. But the judge found that the clerk had no ill intent and conducted the signature review as she was trained. The petition would set the mayor's salary at $183,000 per year and provide 2% annual raises for the mayor and city councilors. As it stands, the mayor's salary is set to rise from $150,000 to $285,000 in 2028. And councilor's salary is currently $44,500. However, many councilors are either deferring their increases or donating the additional funds to charity. The city council is trying to repeal the raises that were approved by the previous city council. Greg Summers has been named the new varsity head football coach at North Quincy High School. He succeeds Ryan Craig, who stepped down earlier this year after 8 seasons. Summers is a 2002 graduate of North Quincy High and brings extensive high school coaching experience to his role as the Raiders head coach. Most recently, Summers served as a varsity assistant coach at North Quincy High for the past 3 seasons. Prior to returning to North Quincy, Summers spent 14 seasons on the Quincy High School football staff, where he served as varsity assistant coach, JV head coach, and freshman head coach. In addition to his football coaching experience, Summers led the Quincy High varsity softball program as head coach for 10 years. He has been an educator in the Quincy schools for 19 years and is currently dean of students at North Quincy High. Coach Craig guided the Raiders for 8 seasons, compiling a record of 34-47, including 5 wins over the Quincy Presidents in the city football championship game 2018, twice in 2021, 2023, and 2024. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch recently presenting the 2026 Richard J. Koch Youth Service Award to Master Sergeant John DiLorenzo, United States Air Force retired, in recognition of his outstanding commitment to the youth of Quincy. through his leadership and dedication to the ROTC program at North Quincy High School. Although the awards traditionally presented during the Flag Day Parade, this year's presentation was held earlier to accommodate DiLorenzo's schedule. DiLorenzo was also honored by the Quincy City Council last night. City says as a dedicated mentor and educator, DiLorenzo has helped promote leadership, foster patriotism, and encourage students to develop a deeper appreciation for service to others. The award honors individuals whose commitment to young people reflects the vision of its namesake, Richard J. Koch, who believed that every child deserves the chance to succeed. The city invites residents to attend this year's 75th Annual Flag Day Parade and Ceremony on Saturday, June 13th, beginning at 7 p.m. A check of business news this morning. The stocks are higher. The Dow is up 46. The NASDAQ rose 114. And the S&P added 19. Asian stocks were down as renewed fighting threatened the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. The dollar rose. The euro was up. And oil at $94 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox host the Orioles at 6:45. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny, high of 74, cloudy tonight and a low of 51. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high 78. Thursday, sunny and warm, a high of 86. Friday, partly sunny, hot, high 90 degrees. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, southwesterly winds at 5 knots, becoming southeast later today, high tide 136 this afternoon. Sunrise 5:09, sets at 8:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 2nd.